Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 14 to 20. The prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 14 to 20. The Lord spoke to me. Mortal man, he said, the people who live in Jerusalem are talking about you and those of your nation who are in exile. They say the exiles are too far away to worship the Lord. He has given us possession of the land. Now tell your fellow exiles what I am saying. I am the one who sent them to live in far-off nations and scattered them in other countries. Yet for the time being, I will be present with them in the lands where they have gone. So tell them what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying. I will gather them out of the countries where I scattered them and will give the land of Israel back to them. When they return, they are to get rid of all the filthy, disgusting idols they find. I will give them a new heart and a new mind. I will take away their stubborn heart of stone and will give them an obedient heart. Then they will keep my laws and faithfully obey all my commands. They will be my people and I will be their God. My theme for reflection is hope when home feels far. Hope when home feels far. It has been said that home is where the heart is. Though if you have ever had to assemble flat pack furniture or navigate a move, you would know that sometimes your heart is the first thing to go missing. We often think of home as a physical place, a landscape of comfort and routine. But in Ezekiel 11, 14 to 20, we are reminded that even when all of that is taken away, God never leaves his people homeless. Ezekiel, whose very name means God strengthens, received his prophetic call while already in exile, far from Jerusalem, far from the temple, far from all the expected signs of God's presence. For the exiled Israelites by the river Chebar, being so far from their homeland must have felt like spiritual abandonment. Worse still, those left behind in Jerusalem had begun to look down on them, claiming that God's presence was confined to Zion and the exiles were somehow spiritually second class. Yet into that aching displacement, God speaks. Though I sent them far away among the nations, I have been a sanctuary to them in the countries where they have gone. What a promise. God is not bound by walls or traditions or proximity to the temple. He himself becomes the sanctuary. This is more than poetic comfort. It is a declaration that even in exile, in confusion in the foreign spaces of life, God meets his people with grace. As Karl Barth once wrote, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom from the limitations of place, time and even failure." For Christians today, especially those navigating transitions or living far from the familiar, God's presence is not something we chase. It is something that accompanies us. This promise becomes even more poignant when we think of the church today. Many of us long for spiritual homecomings, to see unity restored, to experience peace in our congregations, to trust without suspicion. But the reality is, even within the community of faith, there can be friction. Misunderstandings arise. People, sometimes with the best of intentions, dig in their heels. And ministers, those who pour out their prayers and offer their time, can find themselves the targets of gossip, resistance, or quiet withdrawal. Ezekiel speaks into that pain too. God sees, he gathers, he restores. In verse 17, God promises not just presence, but return. I will gather you and give you back the land. This is not only a geopolitical hope, it is a deeply personal one. God is committed to restoring what feels lost, not always in the way we expect and not always within our timelines, but faithfully and fully. Some promises, like the return from Babylon, were fulfilled across generations. Others still stretch into our eternal hope, but all remind us God does not forget. Perhaps most moving of all is the third promise. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. A heart no longer hardened by disappointment, fractured loyalties, or spiritual fatigue. A spirit made alive again, not by sheer willpower, but by divine renewal. It is God's work to soften hearts, not ours to force transformation. And yet we are invited to cooperate, to lay down our idols, to confess our divided affections, and to receive the kind of faith that actually changes us from the inside out. This vision closes with God's glory departing the temple, a sobering sign of judgment, but it also reminds us that his presence hovers, lingers, and waits. God is never rash to abandon. His judgment is real, yes, but so is his longing to dwell again with his people. So what does Ezekiel's vision say to us now? It says that exile is not the end, that God meets us in the in-between, that his promises still stand, and that even now he is shaping us, not into who we were, but into who we are becoming. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you feel spiritually in exile, far from the peace or nearness of God? Number two, what does it mean for you personally to receive an undivided heart? What might need to be released or repented of to make room? And now our practical exercise. Find a quiet space today. Read Ezekiel 11:19-20 slowly, aloud if possible. Then in prayer, ask God to show you one place in your life where your heart has grown divided or hardened. Write it down. Ask him for the courage to let it go and for the Spirit to renew and soften your heart. Loving God, you are our sanctuary, even in seasons that feel uncertain or scattered. Thank you that you do not abandon us, but gather us, speak to us, and restore us. Give us undivided hearts, shaped not by fear or frustration, but by your Spirit. Renew us with courage and grace. Help us to live as your people, following your ways and trusting in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.